Gimel Kislev, Monday the 15th of December, Rabbi Zacharia Sprung, the Eternal Knesset Israel.
Point of departure of the topic that was just mentioned, the Eternal Knesset Israel, basically needs a little explanation, and the subtitle is how do we join this Eternal Knesset Israel. We'll soon see that it's not automatic. There's a certain entrance fee that has to be paid. The Mishnah that we're all familiar with, the Seif, Maseches Makis, says, Rotzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakeis Es Yisrael, L'Ficha Achir B'Lem Teiru Mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mezakeh Klal Yisrael. Shuto K'mashmo, the Rishonim understood that it's a S'chus, it's a merit, it's a benefit for Klal Yisrael. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in contradistinction to the Gentiles, was Marbe Teiru Mitzvahs, we have Taryak Mitzvahs, in contradistinction to the Goyim, they only have Zion mitzvahs. So the Pnei Yeshua, and just about everybody else, asks a simple question. This is not a schus. So therefore he was marbe Torah mitzvahs. We understand that, on the contrary, it's a choyva, it's a oil. The Pnei Yeshua points out that the Mishnah in Berachos indeed says, why is Parshas Krishma, we have Loma Kodma Parshas Shema Vohim Shemoya. Kadesha Odom Yekabal of Oil Malchus Shomayim Trilo, and afterwards he's Mekabal himself Oil Mitzvahs. Says the Pnei Yeshua, the Mishnah says emphatically that it's an oil, that it's a yoke upon us. On the contrary, it's no big schus. Everywhere we go, says the Pnei Yeshua, every turn, every movement we make, we encounter Taryag mitzvahs, the Reise, the Rabbonon, thousands of mitzvahs. In other words, man is always confronted by the divine imperative every single moment of his life. If he has some free time, he has a mitzvah to learn, whatever it is. It's a yoke, it's a servitude, it's a bondage. And therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi is 1000% correct when he says, well, the famous Gemara that we know, the mitzvahs lovely had newly Israel. Mitzvahs were not given to Klal Yisrael. They should enjoy them. Elo lo'oyol al tzavareyem. Pela. So how do we understand the Mishnah Kipshutai that HaKadosh Baruch was interested? HaKadosh Baruch was beneficent, benevolent, and therefore he bestowed upon us Taryag mitzvahs, which is a oil, a masa kovet, a heavy burden that we feel on our shoulders constantly. To answer this question, perhaps we could say a yesod. Basically speaking, the one that says this yesod is the Ri HaKodesh, Reb Chaim Vitalis Talmud, and also probably not just Chachmei HaKabbalah, Chachmei HaDrush as well. When we think about the Jewish person, so we think about the Jewish person in terms of not just physical being, but also a metaphysical being. As we'll see a little bit later, every Yid has Taryag Mitzvahs, and they correspond to Ramach and Shasar. Ramach, Evar, and Shasar, Gidim, and this is be understood not in physical terms, but in metaphysical terms. In other words, a Jewish person has Nishmas Shakai, inherent in his very core and substance of his personality, and this comes to its expression, like the Mekubalim say, that there's Taryag elements, Taryag parts to us, and that of course is corresponds to the Taryag mitzvahs, Ramach mitzvahs asay, Shasam mitzvahs lois asay. No, since the composite of a Jewish person consists of a very, very delicate constitution, and the more delicate a person's constitution is, the more he's in danger of, God forbid, having illnesses, diseases, at least in the metaphysical terms. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a roife. Keni Hashem roifecha. And in medicine, we know you have different types of medicines. You have preventive medicine. You have medicine that cures somebody. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his beneficence, in his kindness, his generosity, offered us a prescription how we stay healthy. Spiritually, metaphysically, through Mimikayim, Taryag mitzvahs. We would ask a doctor. Once upon a time, they had idealistic doctors. Let's say Albert Schweitzer. Oh. He's one of ours. Right? A very idealistic person as a doctor. Why is he so concerned with the black people in Africa? Why is he not concerned with the animal kingdom in Africa? So Albert Schweitzer would answer very, very simple. Because animals, they don't have the problems that human beings have. We're very delicate people. We're prone to diseases. We're prone to illnesses. Animals are created very, very strong. They don't have to worry about the things that we have to worry about. So therefore, I am not worried about curing animals. I'm not worried about the animal kingdom because they don't have diseases. They don't have illnesses. Once in a while, they get a maca, but that doesn't make a big difference. It heals automatically. A human being is vulnerable. Physically, metaphysically, even more vulnerable than he is physically. A goy, insofar as metaphysical existence is concerned, is more daima to a behemoth. You don't have to worry so much for him. He doesn't have a nishmas, shakai, bekir boy, and therefore it was sufficient for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect the goy, that he should become elevated to some sort of level of a metaphysical spiritual being to have Zayin Mitzvah Nistavu B'nei Noyach. No more than that. If he could achieve that goal, so he's not daima totally to an animal. Klal Yisrael, and every single Jew among the Jewish people, is daima to a malach, Yitzir Kapov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's basically a metaphysical being. And unfortunately, even if somebody reaches dizzying heights, he's always in a danger of losing his preeminent metaphysical position, his status, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hashem Reifecho, kind, generous doctor, idealistic doctor, so he gave us a prescription. On the one hand, how to prevent ourselves from falling from the dizzying heights that we achieved. And if we did, one of the mitzvahs is tshuva. So therefore, we can understand, perhaps, according to this yesod, why it says, the Rambam says a revolutionary pshat. The Rambam is impossible to understand. And the Maral says it's usur to learn this Rambam. So you have to, according to the Maral, we're over a terrible avera. The Rambam says, Me'ikrei ho'emuno. Very rarely does the Rambam, when he speaks, when Perusha Mishnayis introduces his Yesod, Me'ikrei emuno. That means we have to believe in it, Be'emuno shlemo. Ki keshekayim odo mitzvah, mitaryag mitzvahs, kiro u'yukohegen. When somebody fulfills the mitzvah properly, kiro u'yukohegen. Lo yishatef imo kavona mikavona so'ilom. And he has absolutely no ulterior motivation. He doesn't have any expectation to be rewarded, not in this world, not in the world to come. Bishum panim, el shiasa yisa lishmo me'avo. He does the mitzvah lishmo me'avo, kemo shebi'arti. He nezoch bo l'chayu ho'ilam abo. Automatically, he does one mitzvah. Lishmo, of course, lishmo has different contexts. For example, I remember many years ago, Shivas Mir, so I saw that what I thought to be axiomatic by everybody was not so axiomatic. There was a Bacher, an American fellow, a very, very good boy in the yeshiva, no question about it, a big Lamdin, gigantic Lamdin. Anyway, so he was offered by a very, very well-to-do American a what they called then a Sidur Malay. What was a Sidur Malay 44 years ago? He was offered... Eretz Yisrael is very rare for B'nai Torah, but he was offered a duplex dira, 7 rooms, 2 floors. Anyway, so one day we were learning with Rosh Yeshiva downstairs in his room. So this individual burst in, and he says, listen, I understand without saying excuse me. You know, he's a big veer. He thought that he had certain entitlements. So he said to the Rosh Yeshiva, I want to know, does this bacher also learn Torah l'shmo? I understand he's a gigantic lambda, a big bucky, etc., very popular, but I want to know, I'm making a big investment here, does he learn Torah l'shmo? So the Rosh Hashiva said, I learned out Torah l'shmo. So we knew the bacher quite well, like it says, and Rashi already says it, Chazal say, Roy, Roy, you see, Kodesh Baruch said to Moshe, you have one Ria, I have a double Ria, and we were really shocked to hear the Rosh Hashiva say that. He understood that we were a little bit surprised, so we turned and he said, "Yo, l'shem ho'isha," and that was his kavanah of l'shmo. The Rambam does not mean to get a good shidduch l'shmo l'shem ho'isha. The Rambam says me'avas akel, and it has to be l'shmo. And as soon as he does that, automatically he has Chayo Elam Haba. He has the eternal life if he performs one mitzvah. Said the great Rambam, unbelievable. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this deep kindness to us, what did he do? He gave us Taryak Mitzvahs. Why did he give us Taryak Mitzvahs? Because it's impossible. The Lashon HaRambam, we don't have time to read every word of the Rambam. The Rambam says it's E-F-Shar. It's impossible that somebody won't find in this broad spectrum, the tremendous framework of 613 mitzvahs, one mitzvah that he could perform, Lishmo and Ma'avas Akel, without any ulterior motivation. If it would be more limited, so therefore the choices and the selections would be limited. So we have an unlimited menu, a broad map of mitzvahs, E.F. Shah. Rambam says, it's impossible that a Jewish person will not find one mitzvah, as they say in Yiddish, that he has a geschmack in the mitzvah, he loves the mitzvah, he loves a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and he does it exclusively, like the Pasuk says, Lasa is Ritzaincha Elokai Chafatzti, I just want to fulfill the will of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I'm negating, nullifying all, any type of machshav, any type of thought, to have some sort of reward in this world, or the world to come. And the Rambam brings his raya from the Gemara Mefureshes. Rabbi Hananya ben Shadyain went to Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma to visit him when he was sick, and he asked him, Ma li l'chay elam habo? Will I merit the world to come? So Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma said to Rabbi Hananya ben Shadyain, one of the Asara Ruge Malchus, Klum maisa bo biyotcha? You ever did anything to deserve it? So he said, yeah, I did one time in my life, mitzvah tzedakah. What was that mitzvah tzedakah? That it was mischalfu, got mixed up, moyes perm, with moyes tzedakah. And I gave everything to aniyim for Purim, and I took out of my pocket the amount that I thought I had to give for tzedakah. Unbelievable, right? We're talking about one of the greatest people that ever lived, moyser nefesh for Torah. Tamani Alecha, you're learning Torah when we have the religious persecution of the Romans, Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma told him. Tamani, if they won't burn you together with the Sefer Torah, a life of dedication, of devotion to Torah, to Klal Yisrael, heroically learning Torah under the worst conditions, under religious persecution, he was warned that he's going to become a martyr. He didn't bother him. That's not enough. A mitzvah tzedakah? Anyway, that's the opinion of the Rambam. This is how the Rambam answers the question, what does it mean, Rotzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lizakoi, says Israel, what is the schus of Taryag Mitzvahs? Of course it's an oil, no question about it. But on the other hand, on the deeper level, a person has a choice to do one mitzvah perfectly, and Yizayich L'chayonav. The Maral asks 12 questions, rejects the Rambam totally, also to say such a thing. We'll just bring down one Maimer Chazal that the Maral brings down. The Chazal say, Oirach Chayim Pentefales, a person should not judge, adjudicate mitzvahs. I'll do this mitzvah because over here it says, Ka mitzvahs amech l'man yarichon yamecho l'man yitavloch. Right there has a lot of reward, no question about it. I won't do this mitzvah because it's no big, there's no big reward in it. In other words, a person could approach Torah like a businessman, utilitarian, whatever is worthwhile, whatever there's more profit, those mitzvahs he'll do, and where there's less profit, those mitzvahs he won't do. There's only one or two places where the Torah Bemis revealed the schar. But the truth of the matter is that perhaps that was a bad example, because after everything is said and done, I remember Reb Chatzka Levenstein, Mashgiach of Ponovich, always spoke very lofty. Very, very lofty. At the end, he said, of a medavzer tzushtel to the mitzias. And since it's very important for us not to, God forbid, distort the facts that we have in front of us, and Reb Shamsai Frankel and the Rambam told us that we have a difficult Rambam, all we have to do is make a different girsa. It says chayev, so it's pater. So therefore, we can answer Derech Agav the question of the Shachar LaTorah, that anytime it says leman in the Torah, so it's like a natural reward, mida keneged mida. He doesn't know why it says kabbidah sovich v'yasimech, leman yarichon yamech, leman yitavloch, doesn't mean mida keneged mida. So we said, it might sound like a joke, but I believe there is a large element of truth in modern society. Now all we have to do to answer the question, just to change the gears a little bit in the Ten Commandments, kabbidah bincho v'yaskitavloch. And I'll tell you why. L'man yarichon yamecho. Not only will you have a richos yomim, but l'man And it's a natural schar, no question about it. It's mido, keneged mido. But most of the mitzvahs that Kadosh Baruch Hu did not reveal. So the Chazal say, why is that? Moshe Maldover Doimed to a rich man who had a paradise. And he wanted that the paradise should be completely beautiful, beautiful paradise. All the necessary activities should be done in the paradise. So therefore he engaged people to plow, to sow, to clean out the bad things there. And he did not tell them how much he's paying them. Why did he not want to tell them? Because he was afraid if he's going to say, for fixing the fences, it'll be a bigger price, so everybody will run to do that. So he wanted that the entire paradise should be completely done, beautiful paradise, fixed up, all the activities should be done by the poelim. Anybody had a geshmak of doing this, did that. At the end, the paradise was complete. Afakadosh Baruch Hu lo gilo schar mitzvahs leklal Yisrael. Like we said a moment ago, pentefales, people should not make utilitarian cheshbonis, what's kedai? Say the Chazal, kedai shiyase kol ha-mitzvahs b'toyim, to do all mitzvahs perfectly. And all the mefarshim say b'toyim means l'shmo mi'avas hakel. That's perfection. So there's 10 other questions that the Maral has. A better pshan of the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, the Maral didn't say. But we see that the Maral is 100% correct. Everybody, and we all know that it's inherent in our type of, mentality, our mindset, that every mitzvah, tefillin, tzitzis, lulav, whatever we do, we have to do perfectly. And the Rambam says the opposite of peleg gadol. The answer would appear to be a yesod gadol in Kabbalah. Now, I don't want anybody to think that I'm a mekubal. Basically, I'm a mekabel. And I also was not successful at that this time around. But we're going to soon see that this is also a halacha. It's not a very interesting halacha. It's not that well known, this halacha. The Ri'a Kodesh, as we know, I don't know, not know what Nusach Ashkenaz davens these days. I don't know the Sidurim. Not familiar with it. But in Nusach Svarad, Eides HaMizrach, every morning before davening, so there was two takonas, two ordinances that the Ri'a Kodesh was mesakeh. B'shem kol Yisrael, that every mitzvah we're about to do, including the tefillah, we do it not for ourselves, but for the entire Jewish nation. V'areini mekabel v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. Right? And also we're mekabel on ourselves v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. No. Anyway, so the question is, since Baruch Hashem we have very lomdisha people over here, so we'll make a litvashe chakira. Are these two separate independent takonas? There was two separate takonas. As if the Ri'a Kodesh did not think conceptually that this is one idea. Two times, two separate occasions, he was mesakeh each takana. Or no, b'neshim ha'achas, in one breath, the Ri'a Kodesh was mesakeh in two takanas. B'shem kol Yisrael, v'atarecha kamoicha. That's the question. What's the answer? So the Zayar, that the Reb Chaim Vital brings down Keseder, says, as we mentioned a few moments ago, that a Jewish person metaphysically has ramach evarim shasagidim. Metaphysically, not just physically. And they correspond to tariyag mitzvahs. What's the purpose of us having these ruchniyastik tariyag? Obviously, the Zohar says it's very simple, because a person, in the course of his lifetime, has to make sure that he somehow or other achieves shlemus. In order to achieve shlemus, he has to perform each of the ramach mitzvahs asay. He also has to make sure that there's a shmiras mitzvahs loisaseh. So the Ri'a Kodesh asked, a bombekasha, that is to say in the yeshivas, a bombekasha. There was no one in the history of humanity, in Jewish history, that ever fulfilled tariyag mitzvahs. It's impossible. And interessant is, very interesting, the Ri'a Kodesh says, not Moshe Rabbeinu, not Yeshua ben Nun. Right? No one. Yeshua ben Nun also. Interesting, the expression. Why? Moshe was a Levi. So a Levi is part of Pidin HaBen. A Levi can't do mitzvahs avoida. Even bisman that there is a Beis HaMikdosh, and all Ramach mitzvahs asay, especially the mitzvahs that revolve around avoidas HaKarbonis, avoidas HaKodesh, are extant. Nonetheless, a Kohen can do it, a Levi can't. Yisrael surely can't do it. Koyin Levi or Potiphar, Mrs. Pidyon HaBen, other mitzvahs. So the lashon of the Riyah Kodesh is that it comes out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the very outset created each and every one of us to be defective, to be a Balmul. So what's the whole purpose of giving us Mission Impossible? How are we ever going to be Misaken Taryag? Not physically, metaphysically, impossible. This is a question that many people asked on the Zohar, and basically this is a part of Judaism. People believe in this. It's not just Kabbalah that we dismiss it. It happens to be a very big yesod in Hashkafas HaTorah. So, in my opinion, there's a missing link over here. I believe that the Riyah Kodesh answered the question. What's the answer to the question? Very, very simple. We say, B'shem Kol Yisrael. Why? Because there's an entity of Knesset Yisrael. There's the eternal Knesset Yisrael. Tzibur Lo Yimeis, the Gemara says. It's eternal. It's above time. It's a timeless entity of Knesset Yisrael. It doesn't consist of Yechidim, of individuals, but rather afterwards, after the individual, so to speak, are part of Knesset Yisrael. It's one entity, a nitzchiistic entity, bebeis genozov shel kut shebrichu, it's in the treasure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's timeless, it's above time, it'll exist forever and forever and forever. This is called Knesset Yisrael, and in Knesset Yisrael we have all the neshamos of Klal Yisrael that merge and integrate into being one big neshama. This is a separate independent entity. Therefore, whoever's in that entity, all the neshamas, all the members of this cooperative that are in there, hopefully we are. So now, if somebody does a mitzvah, b'shem kol Yisrael, he does it for the entire Yisrael, not the Yisrael that's alive today, but generations that are long gone, generations that have not been born. It's eternal, it's a timeless. So that mitzvah, the tikkun of that mitzvah, goes into this entity of Knesset Yisrael. Another mitzvah. So if somebody is a member of Knesset Yisrael, let's say you have koyanim, that they do mitzvahs, and they do b'shem kol Yisrael. So therefore, that mitzvah becomes incorporated, it's very abstract, but this mitzvah becomes incorporated in the entity of Knesset Yisrael, and all the neshamos of Klal Yisrael that are in that entity have a tikkun. That's the answer. But in order to achieve b'shem kol Yisrael, you need something which is a prerequisite. Ve'atarecha kameicha. And if you don't have atarecha kameicha, you will not have the proper kavana. In other words, Reb Chaim Vital told is very simple. B'negei to aveiros, you don't need any kavana. Right, like the Chayvus Halavava said. Right, kol Yisrael arevim zelozeh. Right, 500 people on a ship. I have a kinyan kesef in my cabin. I take a hammer and I break the wall. And I'll say, I'm the bailam over it. I'm the owner. I have proprietorship over it. I'll break it. I'll destroy it. So the whole ship is going to sink. So somebody does an aveira. So everybody suffers. You don't need any kavona. However, when it comes to amida taiva, you need something extra. You need an extra kavona, a special intention that I'm doing this b'shem kol Klal Yisrael. My mother, Baruch Hashem, was lived a few, that wasn't Baruch Hashem, but she lived to be 99 years old, and Baruch Hashem, that she lived to be that long, had a very good doctor that told me that you have to give certain types of nutrition. But you have to tell your mother that when she takes this nutrition, she should have an intention that it goes to her whole body and it'll give her strength in her feet. I said, what do you mean? He said, it's very poshut. You take some food, right? So you take it in your mouth. Nonetheless, there's a hispashtos that spreads, correct, throughout your whole body. But if you have an intention that it should spread and give you energy, energize you, give you strength for your whole body, so it works better. Anyway, he was a very good doctor, Baruch Hashem, it worked. My mother used to say, Irene, whatever it is. To make the long story short, the Haftarecha Kameicha is indispensable to B'shem Kol Yisrael. So anybody that is in Klal Yisrael, the eternal Knesset Yisrael, so no problem, we'll have the tikkun, the benefit of all the mitzvahs. So I see a lot of people over here, not that I know how to read faces, are skeptical that this is a halachic concept. The truth of the matter is, the Riyah Kodesh's Rebbe was Rebbe Tzalal Ashkenazi, who was the Talmud Muvik of the Radvaz. The Radvaz says it word for word, le halachic. Now, the Rambam Hilchos Mamrim. Somebody might think it's not lahalacha, so you should know the Tzoyis and the Sivas bring it down. Right? The Rambam is famous. The Rambam is a Pella, but he's famous. Baruch Hashem, we have a Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Beis Hilchos Mam Halacha Dalid V'yesh LeBezin Lakor Es Advar Meid L'Fisho. We don't have too much time, so we'll say it. I'll pay. I just wanted to read the Lashon of the Radvaz. If the Eidah Haredis decides in Yerushalayim this coming Shabbos that in Tel Aviv they need a Tikkun Ados, so they hire buses and they take everybody with Streimlech, with Bekishis to the movies there, and we make a Machoyet in order to Saken Es Hadas. It's also to Mechalo Shabbos, right? Bezin has a special koyach for Migdar Milsev. They see there's a need to rectify a certain spiritual situation. One time. You can't be oiker mitzvah Shabbos minatayr. It's one time. That's what the Rambam says. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Marin Harius. And then the Rambam says his mashal. What's the mashal? To a roifa that cuts off somebody's limb in order that the whole person should live. Right, so also over here, we're oiker a mitzvah min haTorah in order that someone else should benefit. Ask the Radvaz, ein hamoshel doyme to a nimshel. God forbid somebody needs some sort of operation. Ultimate purpose is that he should live. So we take off part of it, we take off a limb. So the one that loses, ask the Radvaz, benefits. But over here, the ones that are mechalo Shabbos, they don't benefit. The ones that benefit are the people in Tel Aviv. So what's the Rambam bringing a bad moshel? Answers the Radvaz. Ein a moshel azet soidei elohim kein onoroyim es kol Yisrael ki ilu heim guf echot vi ava bishu gufa muchlokim heim kim shnish meisem im mokam echot chutzvoy. We come from one source. Hari heim ki guf echot ki aneshama hi ha'ikr. I'm benefiting. Not they're benefiting. Because we're all one. We're all part of one composite. So, if I do something with my right hand, right, something good for me. So my left hand also is profits. We're all one gufke, and neshama hu ha'ikar. This is halacha l'maisa. The mashal is an exact mashal because Klal Yisrael is one entity, and when we're mechalel Shabbos in order to save somebody else, we're the ones that benefit, because it's all one. Guf echad. Koyma shleim aloshen of Reb Chaim Vital. If so, we understand beautifully what the Rambam said, Derech Agav, if it wouldn't be for this Yisoid, so there wouldn't be an answer on a simple Rashi Parshas Kedoshim. Everyone asked the question, so they asked the question, Zeh Mitzvah Chashuva. Zeh Mitzvah Chashuva. Zeh Mitzvah Gedoyla. Whoever heard of some, even on Shabbos we don't say it's a Klal Gadol Batoira. So why is V'Havdarech Kamoicha a Klal Gadol Batoira? According to the Reb, my humble opinion, Poshut, because when Avraham Havdar Kamoicha, there won't be a B'Shem Kol Yisrael, and if there won't be a B'Shem Kol Yisrael, there's no Kiyum HaTorah. We're all defective, we're all Balei Mumim, even Moshe Rabbeinu will be a Bal Mum. Zeh Klal Gadol Batoira. There's no Teva without V'Havdarech Kamoicha. It's indispensable. We need a Kavanah Toiva to put it into the treasure chest of Klal Yisrael. If so, there's no question, there's no stira of the maral with the chazal that he brings down to the Rambam. There's two separate mahalakim. If somebody wants to, so he can do all the mitzvahs that he wants to, no question about it, he'll not reach perfection. Could be a Kodesh Barav Rachmanis on him. But if somebody wants to join Knesset Yisrael, so the Rambam told us a Eitzah. In other words, to be part of Knesset Yisrael and achieve Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah Shleimus of Kiyum Mitzvah HaTorah, so a person has to be B'Klal Klal Yisrael. The Rambam never said we don't need Shleimus of Taryag Mitzvah. Everybody has to complete Taryag Mitzvah. There's two ways to do it. The Rambam just told us a shortcut. What's the shortcut? That if somebody does one Mitzvah Lishma, Mi'avas HaKel, out of love of God, as we mentioned a moment ago, Lishma, so that's the entrance fee that he pays to be part of Knesset Yisrael. Once he's part of the abstract entity of Klal Yisrael, so he has all Taryag Mitzvahs, and probably has all Taryag Mitzvahs and Maisim Toivim from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu Matan Torah Ad Soif Kol HaDoiros. Memele comes out Gishmak, the Rambam Zraya. If you don't want to do it that way, a person doesn't want to do one mitzvah, Lishma, perfectly, like mentioned a moment ago, So he has to go his own individual path, difficult to achieve perfection. This is the answer of the Ramesh. So we understand very good. Just to end, Mitzvah Tzedakah, that was the thing he did, B'Shleimus, Pelagot, nobody, the Maral himself, says he has no Pshan in the Gemara over there. Mali l'chayoy l'mahabo, klum maisi bo biyotcho, Torah you didn't learn l'shma, this you didn't learn l'shma. In other words, he also has to get into Knesset Yisrael. So this is the entrance. We don't have too much time. Just finish. The answer is very possible. The Chofetz Chaim said that in America they say time is money. Other people say money is honey, but we say time is money. Right? So the Heilige Chofetz Chaim said that's apikursis. Time is nitzvias. But the Chofetz Chaim said with money you can buy time. Because you don't have to work. You could be oisek navoides Hashem. And learn Torah, do mitzvahs. No one understood this klal better than Chanan ben Tradyan. When he gave away that money of tzedakah, he gave away his nitzrius. Because now we'll have to raise other monies. The Kamkami was a poor man. He couldn't survive. We'll have to raise other monies. So if there was one mitzvah for sure that was done l'shmo, mi avas hakel, without any expectation of reward, that was the mitzvah of tzedakah. So even a great person, Chanan ben Tradyan, did one maisa gomer l'shmo. Through that, he goes into Knesset Yisrael, and he has the benefit of all the mitzvahs, maisim toivim, imoish rabbein, ratzayv kol ha-doivis.